And here's the cinnamon bear.
Judy and Jimmy, with Cinnamon Bear and the Crazy Quilt Dragon, are still in the Wishing Woods. Queen Melissa's magic instructions for restoring their broken star to one piece directed them to the Wishing Well, where the Cinnamon Bear took it upon himself to do a bit of investigating. However, he carried his investigation too far. As a matter of fact, he carried it clear to the bottom of the well. He leaned over too far and tumbled head over paws down, down, down to the very bottom of the Wishing Well.
Oh, poor boy. Poor Cinnamon Bear.
Gee willikers, how will we ever get him out? It's deeper than anything.
Hello down there, Patio Cinnamon.
Yoo-hoo! Patty, can you hear us?
Hello. I can hear you.
Are you all right?
Yes, but I'd surely like to get out of this awful place.
Is there any water down there?
No, but it's freezing cold. Brr, I don't like it one little bit. Thank goodness my extra special stuffing kept me from getting hurt.
Hang on down there, Cinnamon Bear, and don't be frightened. We'll get you out in no time.
But however will we do it, Crazy Quilt?
Let me see now. If we only had a rope.
But there wouldn't be any ropes around here.
Quite true. But we might look around for a tree branch to put down the well. He could scramble up on that.
All right, let's look.
How about this, Crazy Quilt?
Oh, it's too big for any of us to lift.
Well, here's one that's small enough.
Oh, no, that's dead. It would snap right under him.
I don't see anything else we could use. Do you, Jimmy?
No, not a thing. Say, I've got an idea.
What?
This is a wishing well, isn't it?
Of course it is. You know that.
Well, why don't we just wish him out?
Splendid. My, you're the smart one, Jimmy. Now, why didn't I think of that?
Look, there's a sign over here on this side of the well. I can't read it because it's kind of dark-like. Can you read it, Crazy Quilt?
Just a minute. Sure enough. Why, it's some instructions for using the wishing well.
Jiminy Crickets, hurry up and read them.
Let's see. Wishing well wishes you well. Wish your wish and wait the spell.
Oh, hooray! Now we can save poor Cinnamon Bear.
Oh, wait, wait. Here's a P.S. Be you 1 or 28. A single wish is all you'll rate. Oh, gracious me, this is the dreadful.
Why, Crazy Quilt?
Well, Melissa's instructions said the wishing well is where to go to find out what you want to know. And we wanted to know how to get the broken silver star back together again, didn't we?
Sure we did.
I'm positive Melissa meant for us to use the wish for that purpose.
And the sign says we can only have one wish. So if we use it to pull Cinnamon Bear out of the well, we won't be able to get the star fixed.
That's what it amounts to, Jimmy.
Well, I don't care. We've just got to get dear Patio Cinnamon out of that black old well. Of course, I'll feel awful about not getting our beautiful silver star mended. But Cinnamon Bear is our friend, and we can't leave him there. So we'll just hurry up and wish him out.
That's your privilege, Judy, but it seems to me that his carelessness doesn't deserve such loyalty. And remember, Christmas is getting closer and closer and closer. So if you expect...
Oh, dear. I don't know what to say. But poor Patty. I've just got to help him. Wishing well, I wish the Cinnamon Bear to be up here with us right this very minute.
Oh, wow. Am I glad to be out of that. Excuse me just a moment while I shake out my extra special stuffing a bit.
We're so glad to see you again, Cinnamon Bear.
You bet. For a while, you had us pretty worried.
I hope you're satisfied, Patio Cinnamon, now that you've ruined the children's chances for getting their silver star fixed.
What do you mean? Say that again, you miserable excuse for a bed quilt.
Gladly, you cheap imitation fur coat.
Oh, what's that? Hold your tongue there, or I'll growl my most ferocious growl at you.
Ferocious growl, indeed. You do better to hang your stuffed head in shame. Judy and Jimmy have used up the only wish they can have just to fish you out of the well.
Is this true?
Well, just sort of.
It doesn't matter, Cinnamon Bear. You couldn't help it.
Oh, Judy. Jimmy, I'm so terribly sorry. I don't know what to say.
Now everything's going to be all right. And we'll get the Silver Star all fixed when we go back to Melissa and explain how we used up our wish.
Sure we will. Melissa's awful nice. She'll help us out again.
And speaking of helping us out, what do you say we help us out of the Wishing Woods?
That's the first sensible thing you've said in 5 minutes, Crazy Quilt. Oh, look. There's a sort of a path over there. It's not a very good one, but at least we can try it.
Might as well. Even if it doesn't take us out of the woods, maybe it will lead us to somebody who can tell us the way.
Spoken like a true pioneer, Jimmy. Onward!
It's an awful narrow path, Crazy Quilt. I think we'd all better go single file.
Oh, but definitely, Judy. I'm not at all anxious to have my beautiful patches torn by this underbrush.
Hey, I think I can see out of the woods.
Already? Why, this is the best luck we've had in ever so long.
The trees aren't so thick now. And I think there's a clear place ahead.
That will be a relief indeed.
What's the matter, Crazy? Have you been scared because it was so dark?
One more word out of you, Fuzzy Pants, and I'm very liable to forego my usual composure and paddle your cinnamon trousers for you.
I don't think we can get out this way.
Why not, Jimmy?
Well, there's nothing out here but mud. Far as I can see either way, mud.
Let me look. Jumping jellyfish. It's mud for a fact.
Bless my crazy quilt, aunt, if it isn't. A regular river of mud probably runs the whole length of the woods.
It doesn't look very wide.
No, but it's too wide to jump across, and I couldn't swim in that stuff. Ugh, it's thick and oozy, and no telling how deep. I'll have to draw the line there.
Oh, I see a sign over there, Cinnamon Bear.
What does it say?
Private. No muddling. Oh, my goodness.
I wonder what that could be. Oh, say, which one of you threw that mud at me? Right in the eye.
Don't look at me. Though I might have the inclination, I'd hardly lower myself to mudslinging.
Jimmy and I wouldn't do it, Cinnamon Bear.
Well, who did it then? I'd like to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gracious. Look at that.
What are they?
Willikers. They look something like people, only they're all made out of mud. And they're 3 times bigger than we are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's only 2 of them, thank goodness. But, oh, they're awful looking.
Let me handle them. This takes diplomacy. Greetings, fellow travelers. Who might you be?
Yeah, yeah. We're the muddlers. Here's how.
Whoa. Oh, you ruffians. Throw mud at Crazy Quilt, will you?
Yeah. And here's for the rest of you.
Jimmy, don't let them do it.
You bet I won't. Hey, you let my sister alone, you dirt and water bums.
Let him have it. He insulted us.
Right, Captain McMud.
Ha-ha, miss me.
What's wrong, Muttley? Losing your grip?
Sorry, Captain. Better luck this time. Yeah, here's mud in your eye.
Missed again.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm afraid. They're so big and ugly.
Wait a bit, dirty face. What prompts all this vicious mudslinging? I've never been so ins... Oh, my beautiful color.
We need target practice, don't we, Captain McMud?
Huh? We'll teach you to come around our sacred mud baths.
Oh, got me again. Just where can I get my paws on you?
How you doing, Muttley?
Fair to muddling, Captain. Got that fuzzy beast square on the schnozola.
Yes. He certainly did. I'm a cinnamon mess.
If your mother could only see you now.
I think we'll have to run for it. These muddlers are nasty creatures. Come on, children, back into the woods.
No, you don't. They're trying to get away, Muttley. Head them off.
Okay, Captain. Shall I yell for the rest of the mud guards?
No, we can handle them.
Maybe they'd let us go if we gave them something.
We haven't got anything to give them.
How about your little looking glass, Judy?
Yes, I'll try that. Would you muddlers let us alone if I gave you this pretty looking glass?
No, we don't want you to give us nothing. But here's something for you.
Oh, dear, got me again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Poor Crazy Quilt. You're keeping those awful muddlers from hitting us.
Oh, that's all right. Glad to help. Well, Paddy O'Cinnamon, what are you doing for the cause?
I'm thinking I am. Strategist, that's me.
Indeed? And what... Ouch! And what piece of strategy have you cooked up?
Well, it's coming. I'll tell you when I got it straight.
Well, if it's going to do us any good, you'd better get it soon.
Ouch! I got it.
So I noticed right on the nose.
No, not that. I mean the idea. Judy, try the magic lunchbox. See if they'll let us go if you give it to them.
I'll try, Patty. Please, Mr. Muddlers, Look what I've got for you.
Yeah? Well, what is it?
It's a specially magical box with all sorts of goodies in it. Cookies and sandwiches and...
Sandwiches! Oh. Hey, get out!
What's the matter? Wouldn't you like that?
No. We never eat anything but mud pies.
Oh, dear. Whatever can we do now?
Come on, Mudley. I'm fed up throwing mud. Let's give them the wipes.
You mean push them in the mud river?
Yeah, shove them in. Let them soak a while. Then we'll come back and make mud statues out of them.
No, no, don't. Jimmy, they're coming after us.
I can't. They've got us.
Oh, we're in for it now.
Yeah. You mean you're in it now. Help yourselves, friends. We'll be back after you're all soaked up.
Yeah.
Are you all right, Judy?
Oh, Jimmy, I can't touch bottom, and I just keep sinking.
Cinnamon Bear's got his mouth full of mud.
Climb on my back, everybody. Come on, Judy, Jimmy.
There.
You made it, Paddy. Now I'll try and swim.
Please do, Crazy Quilt. Please do. You've just got to.
Can you do it, Crazy Quilt? Can you?
I can't make it.
Jimmy, we're sinking.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Jimmy. This looks mighty serious, doesn't it? That mud is awfully thick and black, and goodness knows how deep it is. Will Crazy Quilt be able to get them out? Well, let's just hope they can keep their heads up until next time so we can find out what happens.